This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 469 for Tuesday, July 9th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was weaker Tuesday morning, seeing some follow-through selling after backing away from one-month highs yesterday. Canola down $8 to $11, the November contract down $10.80 at $637.60 per ton. Spillover from losses in outside markets, including Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil, contributed to the declines. That November contract is trading below several key moving averages, which was bearish from a chart standpoint. A lack of major weather concerns for the time being, and large old crop supplies overhanging the market also weighed on values. Although forecasts calling for hot temperatures across much of the prairies over the next week could stress fields. In the U.S., activity is mixed, with positioning ahead of the USDA's monthly supply-demand report out Friday behind some of the activity. Soybeans are mostly lower, while end-user bargain hunting did provide some support for nearby contracts. The new crop months were all weaker. November beans down 11 cents at $10.87 per bushel. The U.S. soybean crop was rated 68% good to excellent in the latest weekly USDA update. That's up 1 point on the week and marks the best rating for this time of year since 2020. The lingering effects of Hurricane Beryl are expected to bring moisture across much of the central and eastern Corn Belt over the next week, benefiting developing crops. U.S. corn condition ratings also improved to their best level in 4 years, at 68% good to excellent, but end-user bargain hunting after prices hit contract lows yesterday was enough to take values higher. The September corn contract up a penny at $3.94 per bushel. Wheat, it is stronger, correcting after yesterday's sharp declines. Minneapolis spring wheat up 2 cents in September at $6.19 per bushel. Kansas City up 4 cents in the September contract at $5.81 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat up 3 cents in September at $5.73.5. The U.S. winter wheat harvest was 63% complete as of this past Sunday, coming in 11 points ahead of average for this time of year. Meanwhile, condition ratings for the U.S. spring wheat crop jumped up 3 points on the week, now at 75%, good to excellent. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, July 9th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.